Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
talking about. Let's say it. Let's do it. Yeah. Guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, again, guys, thank you for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And before I get into the show, I just wanted to say that I appreciate all my listeners. And I know I haven't been on all this week, but my wife had a knee surgery on Monday, so I've been doing other things, so I haven't been able to get on the show. But I wanted to do a show today, and I will be back on Monday to kick out another great show. Anyway, again, guys, it's Halloween, and, you know, Halloween is just not what it used to be. I say that because, and to be honest with you, nothing is like it used to be, right? Nothing's like it used to be. Because, I mean, you know, the cars aren't like they used to be. Nothing's like it used to be. I mean, I remember when we were growing up at Halloween, my mom didn't take us and buy costumes and stuff like that. What we did was we got out some old jeans or whatever. We cut them up and, you know, we'd put some stuff on our faces. And we didn't even have, Halloween trick-or-treat basket or a bucket or nothing like that. We might have had a bucket. But most people carried around not a garbage bag, but some type of plastic bag or even a paper sack, you know, a grocery bag or something like that. We carried that kind of stuff around, and we walked around the neighborhood and went to different homes and got candy. And you know, I lived in a huge neighborhood, so there were a lot of houses around for us to go and knock on the door and get some candy. And then, you know, you see hundreds. I mean, it's literally, you see hundreds of kids walking the streets when we were growing up. You see hundreds of kids walking around at Halloween time. I mean, you run across the road to this house and you see people running from this house going to the next house. And if you were at home in my neighborhood, I mean, you were constantly handing out candy. I mean, you hand out candy to some kids And then you got other kids running down the driveway, and you got to just keep the door open and hand those kids some candy. That's how much traffic we had in our neighborhood when we were growing up. Nowadays, you know, of course, with pedophiles being out and all this kind of stuff, people are now, you know, they drive their kids through the neighborhood. They drive in. Like, I live in a cul-de-sac, so you'll see cars coming into the cul-de-sac, and they let the kids out to run to the different houses and you know, get candy and either come back or they follow them to the next house or whatever. But that's being cautious, right? I understand that because of the way things are now. But like I said, back in the day, hey, we went out trick-or-treating on our own. You know, we found our friends in the neighborhood, and we, you know, we go out and we do stuff. So things are definitely not the way they used to be. Now people are making money off going to the, you know, people coming to the store buying costumes for their kids. Okay? Buying costumes for their kids. So, but if you do have kids and they are going out for trick-or-treating tonight, make sure they're warm. Make sure they're dressed warm because it's going to be chilly tonight. And make sure you have an adult with them, if not yourself, to watch over them. All right? Free Fall Friday, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I know it's Free Fall Friday. I know you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. But what I want to talk about is, if you caught your wife or your girlfriend cheating, is the relationship over at that point? You know, would the relationship be over at that point if you caught them cheating? Now, I'm not saying that, hey, you saw them, you saw a couple of text messages and or you know, they were on the phone talking to some guy and this and that, and you caught them on the phone talking to some guy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something like, you know, you come home from work early and you know, you catch another guy in your home, you know, with her. Or you follow her somewhere and she goes into another guy's place and when she's coming out, you're there to greet her. I'm talking about that kind of stuff, okay? So if you caught your wife or girlfriend cheating, is the relationship over, okay? And I believe, and I'm asking the guys this, and the relationship would have to be over at that point. I mean, myself, I've been married for 26 years, and if I caught my wife cheating, yeah, it'd be a huge problem, okay? And I really don't know what would happen, but it'd be a long, 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 long time before any trust can be built back in the relationship at that point. You know, because at that point, you flushed 26 years down the drain, right? 26 years of trust, you flushed it down the drain. So, you know, I don't know if the relationship would be over, but, if the toes would be curled over the edge of the cliff, right, trying to hold on. So what about you? Would your relationship be over at that point if you caught your girlfriend or your wife cheating? And I think, a marriage is more, is tighter than a girlfriend or a boyfriend. So if you caught your girlfriend cheating, I believe that relationship would be over. Because there's nothing there. There's nothing there to hold on to. You know, maybe if you don't have any kids or something like that. Some people have kids, you know, in a not married, of course. But you know, if you don't have kids and you caught your girlfriend cheating, I think the relationship would be over. Because one thing about it, guys cannot handle someone else, as someone else calls it, guys can't handle someone else having their hand in their cookie jar. Okay? Their girlfriend and their wife are giving up the cookie. Guys can't handle that. All right? It, you know, it's over. And it's something within us. It's something within our genes or whatever. I guess it may be ego or whatever, that we can't handle that. And we make, sometimes we make harsh decisions and put them out or walk away from the relationship and it's over. Okay? But, you know, I talked to some people about this and they were saying, well, you know, some people, you know, they be out at the club and they get drunk and they don't know what they're doing and they go home with someone. Well, that's hard to believe. Okay? That's hard to believe. So, but, and she may make that argument that I was drunk. I didn't know what I was doing. Well, hey, I think you did know what you were doing. Because once he gets in the kitchen, you know something's going on, right? You can feel what's going on once he gets in the cookie, right? So that's. I don't think that's true. You know, I don't think they can say I didn't know what was going on, because you did know what was going on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about if you caught your wife or girlfriend cheating, is the relationship over? Is it kaput? Okay, now some guys, if they caught their girl or wife cheating, some guys gonna go physical. Some people are even, we've heard, you know, kill someone or kill both people. Okay, and if you guys remember back when O.J. Simpson, okay, supposedly. And we don't know, but supposedly he killed excuse me, his ex-wife and the guy from the restaurant whom he thought was sleeping with her. Okay, now it also came out that he, you know, used to go to the house and he looked through the window and saw her performing oral sex on a guy. And he bust in and go crazy, right? Kick slap her around or whatever. But that was his ex, right? It was over. I'm sure he was out there doing something himself, right? He wasn't sitting at home, you know, cooking fish every night. He was out there doing stuff himself. They were ex. You know, he no longer had a hold on the cookie. So you know, that's different. But there are guys out there that cannot handle that. Okay? Can't handle it. So my thing is you know, you have to be careful of that. You have to try to be conscious of that, guys. Because you can't go off the handle too far, all right? And I understand that it hurts and all this, but you have to be a man about it and try to not create something that's going to get you in a world of trouble, okay? You know, you can't throw bricks through the windows and all this kind of stuff. You know, women will do that. You hear more about women doing that. Men will do it too. can't throw bricks through the window. You can't, you know, bash in someone's car when car, you know, car doors and all this type of stuff. Bash in the windshields and all this type of stuff. You can't do that. Okay? You have to get together and break that thing up. This, you know, this windshield, you know, if you catch a cheating, catch your cheating, and then you gotta say, okay, this is over. You can come get your stuff and go on to his place. Cause that's what you want, obviously, right? Come get your stuff and go on to his place. I'll be okay. Okay? That's what you have to do. Put them out. Or either you get out. One or the other. But try not to do something that's going to really put you in jeopardy. As far as something physical where you have to go to jail. Then you got to pay all this money to get out. You need a lawyer to keep you from going to jail. Now all this stuff. You don't need that. Okay? You don't need that. And I tell people all the time, you know, I say this about guys that rape women. You know, I just don't understand it. There's so many women out here, women at the club and all these places, that will freely give the cookie up to a guy without him taking it. And I don't understand why he has to go out there and take it. I just don't get that. I guess it's something mental that they have to do to, I guess they want that scenario, that way of, they feel of dominating a woman or something. I don't know how that works. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you caught your wife or girlfriend cheating, is the relationship over? And I say yes. In certain circumstances, of course, you have to be careful of that. All right. Now, again, guys, today is Halloween. And I hope that you guys be careful tonight. There are going to be lots of kids out, I guess. You know, I can't say that because, it's not like it used to be. But there will be kids out. So if you're out there, you got to be careful of kids maybe running in the streets and things like that. So please be conscious of that. And also, if you don't have candy to give out, please just turn all your lights out, okay? And I'm sure people will still ring your doorbell, but if you don't have candy to give out, just turn your lights out on the outside of the house. Just leave them out, because that's supposed to signal, you know, don't come knocking on my door, all right? But if you do have candy, go ahead and hand out your candy and try to get rid of all of it, because if you don't, you're going to be the one that's eating it, right? You're going to be the one that's eating that candy at the end of the day. So I'd say just try to hand out all your candy without, you know, making something else happen, because you're going to be the one that's eating that candy at the end of the day, right? So I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to be home tonight, but my wife and my daughter will be here. So hopefully they'll give out all the candy. There isn't really a whole lot of candy that we have, because we don't have a whole lot of trick-or-treaters anymore. We used to, when we first moved here, we used to have a few bunch of trick-or-treaters, but now we don't have a whole lot of trick-or-treaters that come to the house. And it may be different in your neighborhood, but we don't have a whole lot of them, okay? But again, guys, be careful. If you are taking your little kids out tonight, make sure they wear something warm under their costumes, okay? Because it's going to be chilly tonight. I think I heard it's going to be in the low 40s or something like that. Let me look at the weather report real quick. Yeah. Tonight it's going to be in the high 30s. 36 tonight. So and tomorrow, Saturday morning, it's going to be 32. So that's freezing. All right? And only a high of 57 tomorrow. And today it's going to be a high of 72. So it's going to be a little chilly tonight. So again, please wrap your kids up, because it's going to be cold, right? And again, all I can say is, as far as I haven't been on the show all week, but again, I'm sorry for that. I had a lot going on this week. Wasn't able to do the show, and but I did want to do the show today. I'll be back on Monday. I'll have a great show on Monday on Monday morning for you. And tell you again, have a great weekend. Have a great Halloween. And take care of yourselves and stay warm. Hey, take care, guys, and I'll see you guys Monday morning. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out. We'll be right back.